Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Tes. Let's pick it up from the words Demosifin Mechol Al Hakodesh Minalan on the fourth line of Tes Amud Aleph. So, but just to close up, Gershon Eitan and some others yesterday when the shir ended, we were discussing just this last line from yesterday's daf. The Gemara presented a dispute whether Yovel is year number 50 of the Yovel cycle, and then the next year is year number 1 after that, or is Yovel 50 or the year number 50 do double duty? It's both year number 50 and year number 1. I think that according to both opinions, they wouldn't work the land for 2 years straight. As if it's the seventh year of Shemitah, then the next day they wouldn't work the land. The question is that just year 50 and then start counting year number 1 afterwards? Or no, it's year number 50 and year number 1. That's a dispute the Gemara presented yesterday. Fine. Says the Gemara, good morning. David, Yeshua, Mordechai, Jeremy, Yehuda, Yitzchak, Netanel, Reb Zalman, Stephen, Chana Chenech, Avi, Dr. Joe, Shlomo David, Tzvika, Gershon Eitan, and Mr. Farkas. Again, I forgot your first name just for 2 seconds. Shmuel, of course. Okay. D'mosif mechol al kodesh minolan. So how do you know that there's a mitzvah to add on to Shemitah? And not only Shemitah, it's a mitzvah to add on to all other Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. How do you know there's a mitzvah like that? So the Gemara says, right, we just mentioned that yesterday. We mentioned yesterday's daf that there's a mitzvah to add on to Shemitah. Where do we know this from? Desani relent in a brisa. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ki Sisa, Sheishas Yomim Tavod, Uvayom Hashvi Tishbos. Now that's clearly talking about Shabbos. And then the end of the pasuk says, Becharish uvakatzir tishbos. Good morning, Yitzchak. Becharish uvakatzir tishbos. You shall also rest from plowing and harvesting. Now that's a very strange pasuk. What do you mean plowing and harvesting? Shabbos has 39 malachos. What are you telling me? End of the pasuk only supposed to rest from plowing and harvesting? What's going on? So, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomer Charish V'Katzir Shel Shavis. So Rabbi Kiva learns, even though the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, the end of the Pasuk is talking about Shemitah. Can't be Shabbos, because Shabbos has a lot more malachas than that. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomer Charish V'Katzir Shel Shavis. Shemitah also doesn't make sense that it's talking about plowing or harvesting on the Shemitah. Shari Kfar Nemar Pasuk Parshat Bahar says, "Uvashana Hashviyis Shabbos Shabboson Yelarutz Shabbos Lashem Sadcha Lo Sizra V'Chayim Achal Lo Sizmar." There's another pasuk in the Chumash that tells you you're not allowed to work the land during Shemitah. Ella, what's this referring to? Charish Shel Erev Shviyis, plowing in a field of trees on Erev Shviyis, which will help the trees grow during the Shemitah. Hanichnas l'shviyas, it's going to help the fruit grow during Shemitah. That's aser. V'katzir shel shviyas hayotzi l'motzai shviyas. Let's say you have wheat that has grown 1/3 during the Shemitah year, and you didn't harvest it, but it grew 1/3 during the Shemitah year. You're going to harvest it afterwards, so it's going to have all the dinim of Shemitah. So you see from this pasuk, even though you harvested it afterwards, there's this idea of malacha that you do before Shemitah, and even sometimes malacha that you do after Shemitah, still has the status of Shemitah. This is called Tosefes Shemitah. That's Rabbi Akiva's way of learning the pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael learns the pasuk differently. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it's referring to Shabbos, like the beginning of the Pasuk. It's referring to Shabbos, not Shemitah. So what do you mean, Charish and Katzir? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Mecharish Rishus. Just like there is no example of plowing for a mitzvah,
Af Katsir, Rishos. So too,
the only plowing that's forbidden to do on Shabbos, the only harvesting, excuse me, that's forbidden to do on Shabbos is optional harvesting. Yotza Kitzir Ha'omer Shehu Mitzvah. But there's one type of harvesting that's a mitzvah, and that you would not violate Shabbos. We would apply the rule of Asei Docha Los Asei. The mitzvah of harvesting the Omer is Doche Shabbos. And the reason is because, let's say you found a field already plowed. So you don't have to dafka plow a field for the sake of the Omer. But if you found barley that was already harvested, that you had not cut it off the ground for the mitzvah of Omer, you can't use that barley. The barley has to be cut specifically for the mitzvah of Omer. That's what it means that the harvesting is a harvesting of a mitzvah, because it's not enough just to be makriv of the carbon Omer. You have to actually cut it for the sake of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah ktsira, and it's doicha Shabbos. Not only that, the Ritva adds that Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's an obligation to bring the carbon omer dafka from barley that was harvested on that day. And that's also the opinion of the Mishnah in Menachos. Rabbi Kiva holds, no, you could bring barley even from, you could bring the omer from barley that was harvested earlier. And therefore, if the 16th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, the harvesting is not Docha Shabbos, just harvested before Shabbos. Others disagree and say no. Rabbi Kiva also agrees that Ktziras Omer is Docha Shabbos, but he holds it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Others feel that way. Anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, Mosif Nuchal HaKodesh Minale. Okay, so this is Rabbi Kiva's source. Rabbi Shmuel said that this pasuk, we had it on, is talking about Shabbos. He says, talking about harvesting and that Ktziras Omer is Docha Shabbos. So where's his source for Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh? He learns it out from a different pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh Minale, Nafkalei Midasanya. He learns out the din that you have supposed to add on to Shabbos and add on to Yontif and add on to Shemitah from a different pasuk. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so the affliction of Yom Kippur begins already on the 9th. The Torah says, afflict yourself on the 9th. Yachol b'tisha. You might think they have to fast on the 9th also. Tamalomer ba'erev. No, the 9th at night. Iba'erev yachol mishetachshach. So you would think it's the night of the 10th, meaning the night that follows the 9th. Tamalomer, no, b'tisha, it's already on the 9th, and at night is already the 10th. So if it says the 9th, how do you afflict yourself on the 9th? Okay, it said, maschil umis ana mibo'od yom. You have to begin the inui process, begin fasting already while it is still day. That's what we learn from the pasuk. B'tisha lachodesh ba'erev. The Torah writes Tisha B'Av in a weird way. Usually it says start from the 15th. Sukkot starts on the 15th. Pesach starts on, what are you meaning the 9th at night? It's a weird way to talk. So the Gemara says, HaKetzad, Maskel Masanami Ba'od Yom, Melamed Shemosif and Mechol Ala Kodesh. This pasuk teaches me that you have to add on to Yom HaKippurim. Ein Li'ela B'Knisa So B'Yitziyah So Minayin. How do you know they have to add on even afterwards? Talmud Lomar, Me'erev Ad Erev, from night to night. Ein Li'ela Yom HaKippurim, Shabbosos Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Tish B'Su, Yom Tovim Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Shabbat Techem. HaKetzad, Kol Mokom Shish Bo Shvus. Anytime the Torah has a language of desist from Malacha, Mosifin Mechol Ala Kodesh, you have to add on from the weekday to the Yontif, to the holy day. Wow. Okay, a lot to talk about here. We'll stop with just one point to say over here. Is this din of Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh? from the simple pshat of the Gemara says any place where it says shvus. Shvus is a reference to Isser Malacha. So the simple way to understand this mitzvah of Mosiz Michal HaKodesh is just you add on an Isser Malacha. You just add on Isser Malacha. But do we say that, let's say you take Shabbos early, and does it mamish become Shabbos? Like all the levels of Shabbos, let's say you accept Pesach early. Does it mamish become Pesach? Like, could I be Yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah in the time that I started Yom Tov early? Or no, like the Gemara here seems to imply, it's just Shvus. It's just that you accept a little bit of extra Isser Malacha, that's the mitzvah, but not that it mamish becomes Pesach. You could be Yotzei the Matzah. So this is a major discussion. The Taz and the Marashal, famous Machlokas, the Taz and the Marashal, just one application of where it comes up is Shmini Atzeres in the afternoon. Could you the seventh day of Sukkot in the afternoon, are you allowed to accept Shmini Atzeres early? So what the Taz and the Marashal have a discussion. So the Taz quotes the Marashal, don't accept it early because you're going to have to sit in the Sukkah, but it's Shmini Atzeres, so it's going to be confusing. It's Sukkot, but it's Shmini Atzeres. And the Taz thinks that's ridiculous. He says, what do you mean? If you accepted Shmini Atzeres early, it's no longer Sukkot. You don't have to sit in the Sukkah. That's what he says. So that's the tension there about whether or not when you start the Yom Tov early, does it mamish become the next day? Or no, it's just an Issa Malacha.
We accept Shabbos early and we make Kiddush early.
So that's
Pesach,
the way we hold.
We can't make Kiddush.
Yeah, because Pesach has a separate halacha. Pesach says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, special din that it's got to be nighttime. Even if you say like the Shita that holds that it is really accepting Pesach, but there's a special din, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, but that's good. Tosis talks about that in the first daf of Arei Pesachim. Tosis talks about that. So that's and again, Kiddush might also be different because Kiddush might follow the Isser Malacha. The Gemara has this Shaila in Brachas, in Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara has a Shaila. Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. The Gemara says, did he make Kiddush or did he not make Kiddush? The Gemara has this discussion. That's exactly the discussion there. That might be the whole Shaila in the Gemara over there about whether or not Tosef is just an Isser Malacha or, but even if he says just an Malacha, Kiddush might be Dafka, the Karasa L'Shabbos, it might be connected to just the Isser Malacha. Let's say maybe Shalashuddis, the three meals, you wouldn't be able to be Yosef, but Kiddush maybe yes. Or no, or like you're saying, that's exactly the Shaila over there. Okay, we're going to come back to this in a minute. Yeah, Avi, go ahead.
When it says Shavuos, so is it talking about that you want to prevent yourself from making sure that you don't do it on time, or is it to add to the mitzvah?
No, it's to add to the mitzvah. It's not just a Shavuos. That sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan, right? I mean, that would be a Din D'Rabbanan. This sounds like a Din D'Oraisin. Mosiv Mechol Al HaKodesh, it's a mitzvah. We're going to get to a little bit more about this in a moment. Good. So that's the big shaila about Tosefes. There's a Tosefes in Ksubis on Memches where Tosefes talks about, are you allowed to get married during Tosefes Yantav? Because there's din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not supposed to get married on Yantav. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not supposed to mix up two. But what about Tosefes? Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif during Tosefes Yontif? So the Achronim say it's dependent on the same Shaila. If you say it's just an Isser Malacha, but there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so you're allowed to get married. That's that Tosefes Memches. But if you say, no, it's Mamish that it becomes Yontif, so the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif also applies during the additional time, then you can't get married because the Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's a lot of Shailas like this that come up about the Tosefes. But the Ikka Shaila is, like Yitzhak said, are you Yotze your Shabbos meal? So we obviously hold you are. We hold that, you know, you make Shabbos early, you could have your Friday night meal. There are some people, Rabbi Torsky, Rabbi Schechter, they're machmir, to not eat your Shabbos meal during the Tosefes. They're going to wait until nighttime to be yotze the meal. We have NC Swaikola, we're makabel Shabbos early every week. Every camp does it because you want to get more Shabbos, right? You don't want the kids staying up till 9 o'clock at night in the summer to... So every camp is Makabel Shabbos. So Rameir Torsky, over the summer, he never shows up at the meal until it's already dark. He davens on his own. Because he's worried about this Shaila, that Tosefes might just mean Issa Malacha, might not mean that you actually Yotze. Okay.
Is it more so to add early or extend it? So
both.
Both.
You're supposed to do both. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbi Akiva, Haivi Nisim Esna Shosekim, B'Tisha Mai Avad Leit. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk of Betisha, right? He used it for the drush of Chia Barami Difti. Tani Chia Barami Difti, Vinisim as Hashem Betisha. The Chia Besisha Misanin, Valo Basir Misanin. Elo Lomalach. Kol Ha'ochal Vashosa Bitshi. If you eat and drink on the ninth, Male Lova Kosu. Ki'ilo his ane chi vasiri. The Torah considers it as if you fasted the 9th and the 10th. Anyone who eats on the 9th, it's as if you fasted the 9th and the 10th. What do you mean? If you eat on the 9th, so here we have the source of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. If you eat on the 9th, one of my favorite sugyas in Shas. If you eat on the 9th, you're not allowed to say that. We love all the sugyas in Shas the same amount. We love all of Torah the same amount. You know, when I'm not thinking so clearly, that's what I say. But all the sugyas are great. So if you eat on the 9th, it's as if you were commanded to fast on the 9th, and you fasted the 9th and the 10th. That's what you have to add in over here. Oh, so this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So what's the nature of this mitzvah? So Rashi, I think it's Rashi over here. Maybe it's not Rashi over here. Rashi, Yuma. Rashi and Yuma on Daf Pe'alef Amid Beis. And Rashi and Brachas on Daf Ches Amid Beis. It's interesting. This sugya shows up Brachas Daf Ches and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. Interesting. Okay. Brachas Daf Ches Amid Beis and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amid Beis. So Rashi in Yuma and in Brachas says, what's the, now here, Avi, we come to your point. What's the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur? What's the reason for the mitzvah? The reason is to help you fast better on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur. So that's the nature of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's a mitzvah that's going to help you. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, in of all places in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, quotes two other reasons. Number one is to show how happy you are at the fact that you're going to get forgiveness tomorrow, to show your simcha at being forgiven tomorrow. So usually the way we show simcha in our religion is we eat, but you can't eat on Yom Kippur. So you eat the day before Yom Kippur to show your joy at the fact that you're getting the slate wiped clean. What an amazing simcha that is. Others say, Rabbi Yonah has a third shot, that it's the mitzvah of simchas yantif, right? Yom Kippur has Simchas Yontif, but you can't express it with the food, so you just express the regular Simchas Yontif the day before. There's a very interesting Shibole Aleket, where the Shibole Aleket says the opposite of Rashi. The opposite. Rashi says, by eating Erev Yom Kippur, you're helping you fast better. The Shibole Aleket says, by eating Erev Yom Kippur, you're making it harder to fast. Right? I think I quoted this in Brachos and in Yuma. I like to say this piece of Torah whenever I get an excuse. I get three times in the Daf Yomi. Brachos, Yuma, and Rosh Hashanah. Shibole Aleket says that if you're not eating so much, so you're not, it's easier to fast. But if you have a big meal, Erev Yom Kippur, you feel bloated, it actually makes it harder. It makes it harder. You got used to eating, your body got used to eating a lot. The more you train your body not to eat so much, so the more your body doesn't need to eat so much. But the more you eat Erev Yom Kippur, the harder it's going to be to fast Yom Kippur. Shibole Aleket. And not only that, others, the Maharit says similar, Hergel Nasa Teva. The Pachad Yom Adin, so a lot of people fast a long time before that. So you're not even going to feel the tsar so much because you got used to fasting. Yes, that's the Maharit says similar. And he quotes here in the back a lot of other reasons. I'll just quote one more. The Ksav Sofer writes, since Chazal say that you have to be Chozer B'Tshuva during that time, so you have to eat and drink Erev Yom Kippurim so that you should enter into Yom Kippur that you're satiated, like you were at the time that you sinned. Because if you do Tshuva Mitoch Tzar, it's not a full Tshuva. But you have to do Tshuva at a time that you're actually satiated, because Tshuva you have to do tshuva in the same state of mind you were when you sinned. So just like when you sinned, you were in a good mood over your sins. So you got to do tshuva also being in a good mood. except so far. Anyway, a lot of different explanations. Let's continue. Oh, now, we're now going to get into more of a discussion about Yovel again. More about Yovel. Now, there are four laws of Yovel. Four laws of Yovel. Blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Set the slaves free. Set the slaves free. Don't work the land. And all fields go back to their original owners. Okay? We got the four. Blow shofar. Slaves go free. Don't work the land. Fields go back to their original owners. The Gemara here wants to know, under what circumstances do we observe the laws of not working the land? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yovel hi tielachem, afal pi shelo shamtu, even though, let's say, they did not return the fields to the owners, afal pi shelo taku, they didn't blow shofar, nevertheless, you still don't work the land. Yachol, afal pi shelo shilchu, you might think that the prohibition to work the land applies even if they didn't do number three. They didn't send the slaves free. Tamalomer, he, no. It's only Yovel if they send the slaves free. That's the key criteria. If everyone observes the law of sending the slaves free, then you don't work the land. The other two are not crucial. You could have Yovel without the shofar. You could have Yovel without the lands going back to the original owners. But sending the slaves free, that you have to have in order to not work the land. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yovel, he, no. Afal pi shelo shamtu. Even if they didn't send the lands back, afal pi shelo shilchu, he disagrees. Even if they didn't send the slaves free, they're still Yovel. Yachol avi shelo taku. You might think that it becomes Yovel even without the blowing of the shofar. Tamad lomar, he, no. You have to have the blowing of the shofar. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says the setting the slaves free is a crucial precondition to not working the land. And Rabbi Yossi says blowing the shofar is a crucial precondition to not working the land. But they both agree the other two are not crucial. Says the Gemara, since you have one pasuk including and one pasuk excluding, who told you that one aspect of Yovel is not crucial, but this aspect of Yovel is crucial? Why are we playing favorites over here? Says the Gemara, Lefi she'ef shel olam b'lo shiluach avadim. It's possible that nobody will own any slaves and you're still going to have Yovel. Ve'ef shel olam b'lo tkiya shofar. But it's impossible that should be no shofar in the world. Davar acher, another pshat. Zu mesur lebezdin. The blowing shofar is in the hands of Bezdin. Ve'zu einu mesur lebezdin. Sending the slaves free is not in control of Bezdin. Every individual has to do it. So we don't want to make Yovel dependent on what every individual has to do. My davar acha, why do you need the second reason? Can't be that there's not one guy in the end of the world that has a slave. Can you imagine the Gemara could not conceive of the abolishment of slavery? It's impossible that there's not one guy that has a slave. So, come up with a different reason. Zu mesur lebezdin, v'zu einu mesur lebezdin. Says the Gemara, Bishlam ala Rabbi Yossi, kidakamar ta'ame. Rabbi Yossi gave a good reason why it all depends on the shofar. Because it's impossible for the world not to have a shofar. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, my time, that's up to Bezdin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason that it's all dependent on the sending free of the slaves? Why is that aspect of Yovel any more important than the fields going back to the owners, than the shofar, and the other aspects? Answer the Gemara, it's a puzzle. Amakra, ukrasem diror ba'aretz. Dror means freedom! Freedom! Ukrasem diror ba'aretz. Okasavar mikra nidrash lefanav V'lo l'fnei fanav. It's all the way you read the pasuk. What do you mean? Because the pasuk has three parts. What does the pasuk say? It says, pasuk says like this, right? You need the chumash inside. Okay, it has it. You have it. I have it on the side of my gemara. Pasuk says, "Va'avar to shofar trua b'chodesh eshvi." That's all the chodesh. Blow the shofar. Then the next pasuk says, "V'kidashtem eshnas hachamish shana ukrasim jirar ba'aretz l'chol yoshver yovel hiti elachem." V'shaftem ishal chuzaso v'ishal mishpachto tashuvu yovel hish nasachem yishadi alachem los Israel los Israel. So he says, like this. The mitzvah of blowing the shofar comes before the words. It says the pasuk krasim dror baris, the freeing of the slaves. It's written in the next pasuk, right? And shofar is beforehand, in the pasuk before. So, he holds Rabbi Yossi, who says that the freeing of the slaves is the crucial point. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says what? Rabbi Yossi says that the freeing of the slaves, no. He says that the blowing of the shofar is the crucial point. Rabbi Yossi says, right, Bishlam Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yehudu says, Rabbi Yossi explained to you why the shofar is more important. But Rabbi Yehudu says that it's the freeing of the slaves that's the most important. Because he holds that Mikra Nidra Shlefanav Alol Flefanav. So Yovel, he goes on what comes right before it, which is the setting free of the slaves. And not on shofar, which is two psukim before it, right? Shofar is the first thing. Then it says freeing the slaves. Then it says Yoveli. So the Yoveli goes back on the freeing the slaves, not on two things before it, which is shofar. Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, Velo Lefnei Fanav. It only goes back on the freeing the slaves and not on shofar. Says Gemara, Dekulei Ama Dror Lashon Cheres. Everyone agrees that Dror means freeing the slaves. My mashma, how do you know the word duror means freedom? Desanya ain dror lashon cheres. I'm reviewing ma lashon dror kimidayer be daira, like a person who could live wherever he wants to, umovil schora b'chol medina, and he can carry his wares to sell wherever he wants. He's not meshubet to anybody else. That's the language of dror. It's a language of freedom. Now there's a third shita. Amr Chibarab, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zu, Divir Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Aval Chachamim Omrim, a third Shita. Shlashdan Ma'akvos Bo. There's no Isser to work the land unless all other three conditions are there. Blow shofar, set the slaves free, fields go back to the original owners. All of them are crucial. Why? Kasavre, Mikra Nish Lefanav, Vilafnei Fanav, Ula Acharav. That the Yovel goes on the two things before it and the one thing afterwards. It goes on all three things. Ask the Gemara, V'haksiv, Yovel. But isn't there one pasuk that's limiting it? Yovel he, it's only under certain conditions. Ask the Gemara, how would that feel about chutzlards? That pasuk teaches me that Yovel, as far as setting the slaves free, even applies in chutzlards. Ask the Gemara, V'haksiv ukrasim dror ba'aretz. How can you tell me Yovel applies in chutzlars? The Torah says ukrasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. Sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael you have to set the slaves free. It's the Gemara. Hahu, that pasuk of ba'aretz is to teach me a different din. Bizman shen knowing dror ba'aretz, knowing b'chutzlaretz. At the time that Yovel applies in Eretz Yisrael, namely, when most of the Jewish people lives in Eretz Yisrael, that's when Yovel applies in Eretz Yisrael, then it will apply in Chutz La'aretz also. Bizman she'enu noy ba'aretz, enu noy b'chutz La'aretz. But if Yovel does not apply in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to apply in Chutz La'aretz. Let's do a little bit more. Says the Mishnah, Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah la'netia. What does that mean, netia? Arla and Neta Revai. which means if I plant a tree in Av, more than a month before Tishrei, it's got to be more than a month. By the time Elul comes, it's already considered to be year two, even 1 month later. It's year two in the Arla cycle. The first 3 years of a tree's life, you're not allowed to eat the fruit or benefit from them. And in year number four, you got to take all the fruit and bring them up to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim. That's Netta Revai. So how do you count? You don't count. I would have thought you count if you plant on the 15th of Av. So the next 15th of Av is year two. The next 15th of Av is year three. That's the way you count. Says Gemara, no. Echad B'Tishrei, year number two already begins. Year number two already begins Echad B'Tishrei. Year number two already begins Echad B'Tishrei. Velanatia. The Gemara is going to explain why it's Dafka Av, but if you start planting an Elul, the Gemara says that's too late. We'll see. Velanatia says the Gemara, Minolon, how do you know that the year for Arla and Netta Revai begins in Tishrei? Minolon, Tichsev. Pasuk says by Arla, Parshas Shoftim, I'm going to guess. Unitadim kolitz machal varatim olasoris peri. No, I don't mean shoftim. That was a lie. Tazriam. I don't know where this is. Vayirku yutes. Achrimos. I don't know where it is. Dixit. Shalosh shanim arelim. For 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the tree. Uksiv. Uvashana harvias. Yekol brio kodesh. It says the word shana. Be all of shana, shana mitishrei. Yosiv. Meireshis hashana. So just like it says shana by Arla, it says shana by Meiresh Tishrei. So Rosh Hashanah la Arla is Tishrei. Aye, velugma shana shana minisan. So we had this already. Yosiv rishon lachem lachod shehashana. Answer the Gemara, dan and shana she'eni machadashim. Mishana she'eni machadashim. Ve'eni dan and shana she'eni machadashim. Mishana sheyeshima chadashim. There it says lachodshe hashana. Rabbi say, we are going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We're going to stop here. Which have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Great day.
Baruchim to you.